Hello, and welcome to the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Mass podcast on the readings for the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time, 2024. You know, churches have been ripe targets for scammers ever since Satan tried scamming Jesus in the desert. Jesus himself was accused of being the ultimate scammer when, after exorcising someone's demons, the scribe said, "By the prince of demons he drives out demons." That was from Mark chapter 3. Scammers are considered the least among us, but Jesus taught us to re-examine our understanding of words like least. In his estimation, the least are often the greatest among us, just as the first among us may one day be the last. Jesus presented himself as the ultimate contradiction. How did he say he will judge our lives? "Amen, I say to you, whatever you did for one of these least brothers of mine, you did for me." We're used to weighing on two least scales. That word is applied to people at the low end of our socioeconomic scale as well as to someone registering low on morality. Our faith reminds us that scammers can tip both scales. Consider this real-life example. The parish offices of all churches occasionally receive calls from people seeking spiritual and even financial help. Sometimes the financial is deceivingly disguised as spiritual. One recent caller to our church asked to speak to one of the members of our Brothers in Christ prayer group. He said he just lost his daughter to suicide and wanted to pray with someone, in person. Upon reaching out to him by return phone call, we asked several questions, and with each one he got more impatient. "When did this happen?" we asked. "Do you have any other family members? Will they be joining you to mourn?" Then we shared our own experience of loss with this person. That's when he hung up. Was he just impatient, wanting to focus on his own sad story? Or did he sense his true association with the morally least among us was about to be discovered? We may never know, but we must remember both connotations of least, and that scammers need as much, if not more, prayer than the socioeconomically least among scammers' victims. We prayed that this particular least will learn Jesus' caliber empathy so he may see the reason the churches he targets have been refuges for the least of every stripe, among scammers and victims alike. Sunday's readings remind us of how our God applies his empathy for our benefit. First reading, "Through his suffering my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear." That's Isaiah chapter 53. Second reading, "We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin." That's from Hebrews chapter 4. Finally, the gospel reading from Jesus himself. "Whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." That's Mark chapter 10. Scammers relate to false, pedestal-mounted gods known for putting their needs above all others. But the God worshipped by the churches scammers like to victimize identifies with victims. Judgment of scammers is God's alone. But we are called to remember that scammers are also among the least of us. Jesus, who himself knew what it was like to be called a scammer, invites us to pray for real scammers so they might repent and relate to the God who offers redemption to every least among us. For the Brothers in Christ and Knights of Columbus Ministries of St. Michael's Parish in Independence, Ohio, this is Tom Andell.